Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast.
Everyone has at least one good story.
And some of us have stories that are just to the left of normal.
We're interested in the ones that push the boundaries of what we can perceive.
Stories that defy explanations.
Stories with an air of mystery.
Stories we might not share.
For fear of being thought of differently.
But don't worry. We're all friends here. So, what's your weird story?
Hello, Weirdsville. How are you? Welcome to the What's Your Weird Story podcast. I'm your host, Barry Johnston, and with me, as always, my buddy, Adam Beebe.
Hello, Barry. How are you doing?
I cannot shake getting out of that, like, hey, guys. Hey, welcome to the show. You know what I mean? Like, I always feel like it needs to just be this thing, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, it sounds... I don't know, the forced enthusiasm. I mean, we have enthusiasm for doing this anyway because we enjoy doing it and being around each other and all this stuff. But there's that level of morning DJ that I just...
I know. I despise it too, man. I hate it. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Fun to mess around with every once in a while, but that's definitely not our style. Well, hey, dude, congratulations to you because... And to me as well, but I'm saying it's you. This is our kickoff of, I don't know if we're doing it in this season, but this is definitely our second year.
Wow.
Starting right now. I just
congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, it's been crazy. I can't believe we're actually going into another year.
Yeah.
It's just
weird. It doesn't seem like that long, but then it's you know,
we've
52
done a lot of work.
Weeks. Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
And 52 weeks of, you know, doing this and, you know, still, still being a hell of a lot of fun, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the great thing about it. So, I don't know. It's a little bit mind blowing. It's a little bit of just wow.
Yeah.
It is. So, a little bit hard to wrap your head around.
It's weird that we had the idea and then we just started rolling with it, and then before you know it, now we're just like a year, you know, into it, and a year plus into it. Along the way, it really started to just feel like natural, and it just kind of rolled, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling to have.
Yeah, for sure. Us doing this show, us talking and, you know, talking to people and, you know, meeting people and discussing and talking about all this weird wild world that we live in and all these experiences that all of our guests and friends have had, that's the easy part. You know, the hard part is getting people to come on.
but people have really stepped up and you know, and of course we always encourage people to share their stories with us. We know how awkward it must feel if you don't have the inclination to do that, but just trust your instinct. And if it's something that you want to do, just get in touch with us, man. We will have a blast. I can promise you that. We will have fun.
Oh, absolutely. We'll make it that way. You know, because like, that's what we want. We want to have a good time. We want it to be a relaxed atmosphere for everybody. And, just hanging out and talking, and it's, you know, super low pressure. We don't want to, if you ever decided to come on and didn't feel the vibe, hey, that's cool. We understand.
Right.
But speaking of vibes and speaking of feeling vibes.
Yeah. We got some.
We got some, dude. And we are back this week with part two of our interview with Dr. Louis Toury. And this is where it gets into, you know, this is where it gets into the deep. This is where we're getting into the deep end. We're getting just beyond the experiences of being abducted, but getting into everything that he has learned from all these experiences. Yeah. And he has and into Draco and into these beings that he's had communications and contact and still does with. And also, you know, his ability to prophesy, I guess, to I think we failed to talk about that last time when we were, because there was just so much, but we talk about that, and it's just there's so much.
Yeah,
there's so much.
Yeah,
Yeah, so just buckle in, buckle down, and get ready for the ride, because, I mean, it's a ride. It's a ride. So, once again, you know, we're super thrilled to have Dr. Turi with us. And I guess we should, you know, if you, for some reason, did not listen to the previous interview with Dr. Turi, our episode 52, you should go back and listen to that. But if you choose not to, we can give you, should we give him a little recap?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So Dr. Turi is a multi-time abductee from aliens. Started when he was 6 years old living in France. He's originally from France. He is French, but he's American now. He's an American citizen. So he had this encounter when he was 6 years old. He had an encounter when he was, I think he said, in his 20s or something. When he was a young man.
Yeah.
He and his sister encountered some men in black.
Yeah.
And had, I guess, some kind of maybe a psychic attack or something in that incident.
Right.
There was a time he and his brother saw a UFO over their car, and they even had some missing time, I believe, with that. Yeah,
that's right.
He met the possibly American who gave him a coin and sent him to America, kind of. Mm-hmm. He had the experience where he and his then wife were abducted on a highway in California, and they had missing time and discovered that they had been abducted. And that's where he discovered that he had been to these ships many times, that he just, you know, and then he realized that that had happened. And also his most recent, I think he said, when he was contacted by this alien being Draco, who is his, it's his guide. He gives him information. He talks to him. I don't know,
right.
You know, guru, not necessarily guru, but something he's connected to Draco. And so that's kind of a very brief rundown.
That's a very brief rundown of where we're at.
Yeah. So, in this episode, we really get into a lot of about the aliens and where they're from and what they're doing and all the, and how they've, you know, affected his life. And that's also a very brief summary, but that's where we are. And we're going to continue on. We've already asked Dr. Turi what his weird story is. So I guess we'll just do it for the benefit of a record.
Yes,
to ask it again.
Of course.
So do you want to take do you want to do this?
Yes. Dr. Turi, what's your weird story?
This is a pretty general question, but where do you know where they are from, or have they given you that information?
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a very, very important question, because now it leads me to educate you guys and your audience of what the Reptilius and the Draconis are all about, okay?
Yes.
So the basics are very simple. You cannot have a man without a woman, a front without a back, mm-hmm. up and down, male, female, the yin and yang, positive, negative, God, devil. So there is only two groups of extraterrestrials. You have the good one and the bad one. You have the fallen angel and you have the guardian angel. And both have wings if you want to, okay? So I'm being objective. Now, there is thousands of names that have been created over the years by whomever, whatever. But there is only two races, two groups, okay? The good and the bad. Now, right. The good one could never be without the bad one. Do you understand that?
Mm.
Because you cannot have a day without a night, a god without a devil. Do you understand that?
You have to have balance.
We have to be rational and use symbolism so that you can really understand what those entities are all about, because it's a pretty important message right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Now, the Reptilius travel in time and space through various different vibrational systems through black holes. Okay. And they reside in dark matter, in not present, omnipresence. And their base on our solar system is on Pluto. Pluto is called in Greek mythology the Lord of Hell, the Lord of the Underworld. Pluto regulates Scorpio and anything to do with secret death, drama, the police force and the criminal element, life and death. It's a very, very powerful planet. That's why it is what they have a nexus, pretty much like the Chinese have annexed this little island in the South Pacific because it's a strategic location for them, mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. Putin annexing right. Ukraine. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
what's going on? What's going on down here is already started above your head. There is a war in the battle above your head that. You know, five human rational science can already trust and understand, and trying mm-hmm. to use practical terms as I'm channeling it through Draco for the answers. Now, the reptilians can only survive with negativity, fear, chaos, and security, and they created all religions and mix all languages. So that we will start to kill each other. And we all know that all religion by themselves have killed more people than all disasters combined together, all natural disasters and all wars combined together. Yes. We know that. So they have created 875 different denominations. So that would again create ISIS, and they're all infected, so to speak. Okay. Mm. Now, so they can only survive if their agenda is maintained with negativity and the dark force. So they will stimulate the mind of scientists to create nukes, poison gas, to create weaponry, things that kill and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that? Yeah. While the Draconis will stimulate scientists to create new technology that will fix your heart, technology that allows you to fly from one side of the world to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is important to realize that there are people out there that I know very well that I used to be very close friends. One of them is David Icke. I don't know if you heard of him.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, David Icke and I, we used to be very, very close friends. And one day, in 1995, he told me, I'm going to write a book on the reptilians. We call them the reptilians. The real name is Reptilius. And I said to him, David, you know what? You're going to go to the Isle of Wight, and you're going to go in the middle of nowhere in England, and you're going to be stuck for months at a time writing this book when the tail of the dragon is in your subconscious. He said, what does that mean? I said, you're not going to be able to differentiate reality from fiction to start with. Okay? And then not only this, but you might also attract forces that you don't understand. The next thing you know, I was right. He saw the reptilians, as he called them, and he attributes those reptilians to be active only with the Queen of England, Obama, or all the people that have power.
Right.
And that's where I start to challenge him. He says, no, David, you and I, we are also infected. If I drink three or four beer, my friend, I'm not going to be the same. The reptilians use drugs, legal or illegal, alcohol. They use sport, entertainment. They use sex, debauchery, gluttony. They use everything to lure people into controlling them. Okay? So understand that not only the big people are infected, and nobody transforms into a lizard.
Right.
Okay, I tried to explain to him. It's all psychical. But he saw it. So it's why he's firmly convinced that people transform into lizard, because he was very vulnerable. That's why I suggest to him, say, don't write this book now, or if you do, make sure to see people, to communicate. Don't stay in the dark. Don't stay focused when the tail is in your subconscious, because now that becomes the red carpet for the reptilians. Of course, he's not a cosmic conscious. He never understood me, and then we split. So I wanted to mention that. So another word is reptilians infected, and the proof of that, I predict Sandy Hook to the day, 9/11 to the day. I have all the proof. It's all printed and it's all published. And he said it did not happen. It's all made up. Right. And that's offending to all the people that have lost children. And now some people are being sued because of this stupidity.
Yeah.
So he cannot retract himself now, because he has built a pyramid of lies. He's been put on top of the pyramid by the reptilians. So like Trump does, for example, to stimulate fear and support his base. Okay, I don't want to be politician, because my work is not political, but there is reason for President Trump to do what he does. He was born with the tail of the dragon in Sagittarius that rules foreigners and foreign land and religion. So anytime he touches this, it's a curse, not only to him, because he is the biggest man on the planet, controlling and commanding in chief of the biggest planet, most powerful country in the world. Now his legacy is going to curse the world, and it's already transpiring. It's already happening, and it's going to get so much worse, my friend. I don't like to say things like that, but I'm so ahead of time that I'll, you know, you can only relate to somebody because of his intelligence, his education, his experience, and most of all, his stars. Remember, magnet will attract a piece of wood. Mm-hmm. Both of you are water signs, and that's why you have attracted each other to fulfill a very important mission. Okay, that's a given. And there's a lot of people out there that vibrate at the same cosmic speed as negative people, like the German people. You know, they elected a president, that's Hitler, the Chancellor of Germany, and he had a very negative set of stars, and he was totally controlled by the reptilians. Okay, you know, like President Trump, he doesn't drink, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, but at the end of his life, he took a hell of a lot of drugs.
Yeah, he did.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and President Trump, he may be very clean physically, but he's greedy. All he wants more power and more money, and he doesn't care about anything else as long as he supports his ego. And the reptilians will find the vices, all the virtue that is the draconis in every human being to either infect them, turn them into crazy, depressed, negative killers, that kill a bunch of people or will kill themselves, commit suicide. Or they will promote people like you and I that are promoting the light and working for the future, in breeding hopes and education, curiosity. You know what I'm saying? So you either have to make a choice. You work for the darkness or you work for the light.
Yeah.
You have free will, but your free will does not exist. Your free will is the part of God inside of you, okay? It is much powerful than the dragon and the reptilians or anything else. But if you do not know the majestuous design, if you don't have cosmic consciousness, you're going to be a robot of the stars. Everybody is talking about cosmic consciousness. Cosmic consciousness is the understanding of God's cosmic design speaking to us through the signs. And a lot of people have been indoctrinated either by religious science or traditional science and become atheist. So either the religious fanatics or the atheists are indoctrinated and they're all infected just because the greed behind the corporated religious world, organized religion, and the corporated scientific world, which is NASA, which is promising one day we're going to go on Mars, which is totally incredibly stupid. And now you have a bunch of 20-year-olds who are suicidal, who wants to make history, and they think one day they're going to go on Mars.
Right.
That's ridiculous. It's all about money. Right. You know that.
Right.
You know
Absolutely.
Well, that's right on the money. That's fascinating.
That's really. That's a lot to take in, but it's definitely like there. I mean, like Barry said, that's right on the money. And that we're definitely in a... There's a time in the world that, you know, there's, I mean, anybody can look and just see there's, no matter your politics, you know, people can look and they can see there's a lot of negativity
that's
being root, you know, and it's being stirred up. And if that's, you know, if that's what feeds the reptiles, that they're having a grand buffet.
Absolutely. It's undeniable. I mean, it's obvious. And when you have the top of the top powerful man in the world, which is reptilians infected, and anything that comes out of his mind, his mouth is negative, tells you the result of what's ahead of you. You know what? Those reptilians have an agenda. And then in order to beat them, we have to use the same weaponry. We have to use the psychical force. You start with the man that you're looking at or yourself in the mirror by being positive, generating good thought, by working with the draconis, which are going to do anything and everything they can to help you if you ask for it. You know, it's like always the right teacher will help you when the student is ready. That's usually how it works.
So We've heard about the darkness. So, can you tell us about the light, the Draconians.
Yes, they are from the constellation of Draco. Okay, they are fed by the source number one, by the sun. The sun is love and light, so they're getting. They are much ahead of the reptilians because they respect the laws. Okay, the grand cosmic order, galactic cosmic order, does not want them to interfere. Sometimes they do. Now the good part is, well, again, I have to go back to the negative so I can support and promote to the positive. Let's say, for example, in my latest newsletter, I mentioned that little girl that left a kid in a car, and many people left their kids in a car, and I explained to them why. It's in my YouTube videos. I don't want to go through that right now. But that girl, she is loaded with tattoos all over. She is obviously reptilian infected, and she's part of a gang, so she's infected. And now that little girl drinks and takes drugs. In fact, when the cop stops her, she was stinking pot and stinking alcohol. So she's infected. The reptilians will use all that to hijack the body, the mind, of the soul of young mother, and realize that when you take legal or illegal drugs, let's say another mother goes to, she got a cold, okay, she doesn't know better, she gets a cold, she go to the pharmacy and get behind the counter medication. The next thing you know, she's also infected because she has a natural negative reaction to anything that's not natural. Okay. Or she gets addicted if she has an addictive personality very easily. And that's enough for the reptilians to abduct, so to speak, psychically when she sleeps, when she's very vulnerable. And she doesn't know nothing. They goes into, when she's in the dream state, right into the fetus and alter the development of the fetus. Why did they take my child? I have no idea. Mm. But there is a similarity. Maybe I was in consent for them to do that so that they can protect, you know, and fight their agenda. I don't know. My child was not infected, obviously. So you don't think only the reptilians are going to go and take your child. The Draconians did it too.
Right.
See, so you cannot say only one group of extraterrestrials would behave the same way. The Draconis, for example, will stimulate the mind of a child or stimulate the gene of that child and create the Mozart, the Beethoven, Michelangelo. Okay, or they will do the same with another child and create a Manson, a killer.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's as you grow up, the environment, the situation, you come to flourish to either be a slave for the reptilians or be a promoter of the love and light with the Draconis. It's the choice. But if you do not have the informations, you're going to be a robot. And that's why it's important to understand God's cosmic design. Understand that he speaks to us through the sign, because God created the stars and the heavens for more than the sake of beauty. He gave them to us for interpretation so that we may lead a safer, more productive life. And the stars are much more than dead rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty to satisfy the scientists to send the little robot to Mars. It's much more behind the soul of the cosmos.
Hey Barry,
yeah.
Have you ever seen a goat sucker?
What?
Goat sucker, chupacabra.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one of those?
I haven't seen one personally, but I've heard about them.
Yeah, me too. If anybody's got a goat sucking story, wait. If you got a goat sucker story, we want to hear it. If you got a Bigfoot story, we want to hear it. If you got a Loch Ness monster story, or a Lake Champlain story, or Ogo Pogo story, or an Oingo Boingo story. Wait, that was an 80s band. Anyway, you got a weird cryptid story, we want to hear it.
I didn't even know what a cryptid was, man.
Yeah, dude, cryptids. They're like the animals that haven't been necessarily proven by science. They're the ones on the edge, you know. They're not necessarily known animals, but they're known animals. We don't have the bodies or anything like that. So they're kind of like half myth, half story, based in reality, but still in that weird mystery area that we don't know about yet. Cryptids are fun. So my question is... Why? Okay, so we have the reptilians. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting where the reptiles, and we have the draconians.
It's very important. Do not mix the draconians. Reptilians, a group of negative extraterrestrials. The draconians.
Okay.
That are not the draconis.
Okay.
This one single letter makes a tall difference.
Right. Right.
Okay. The draconis are the gardeners of this world. They work through the forces of the sun and the light. The draconians are part of the reptilians negative groups. Okay.
Mm. Well. Okay. So why? I mean, and this this may sound like this may sound dumb, but this may sound, you know, this may be a really important question. Why us? Why our planet? Why our people, the people that are on that? Why us?
Aha, because we are like that little island in the middle of the South Pacific, which are very, very rare strategic position. Yeah. Now, the next Earth is billions and billions of light years away. Okay. And those reptilians who travel in time and space through different biosystems landed on us. Okay? And they don't care about humanity, so to speak, but they need to survive. They can only survive with us producing darkness, negativity. Okay. So, because they cannot reproduce. They want to annex planet Earth for their own specific agenda. Once they get enough power to destroy us, then planet Earth will become that very precious strategic position like the little island in the South Pacific is for the Chinese.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah. So they're fighting for it's a land grab, and we're the natives, and one group wants to get rid of us, and the other group wants to keep us here and keep
exactly
alive with us.
If that can help you, I can already tell you that the draconis will never ever let the reptilians on Mother Earth and destroy humanity.
Right.
Okay. If that can help you, because they are much more advanced.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like a flea on a dog. The dog cannot get rid of the fleas.
Right.
You have to live with them. That's what's going on.
So there are then these, I guess, and I understand that maybe this is just a limit to our human way of thinking, but there's only these two kind of alien beings, races out there. There's only one. They're not like in Star Trek, you know, you have the Federation, whereas Earth and Klingon and Vulcan and all these other groups. But it's not that. It's like there's just the one and the other. The reptiles and the good guys and bad guys.
Yeah, the good guys and the bad guys is pretty much like humanity. Look at humanity. We have how many billions of people on planet Earth? You have a lot of good guys and you have a lot of bad guys. Yeah. And every one of these guys have a different name and different race. So I'm simplifying your perception by being objective. There is only two groups of ETs, the good and the good one and the bad one, but millions and millions of races.
Okay. So there is a diversity amongst that. Okay.
Oh, now you got it. It's important to make sure you're correct in assimilating the information. Yes.
Okay. That's one thing I was curious about.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. But ultimately, the part of God in us, okay, and with the reptilians, providing you have enough cosmic consciousness and you understand the difference between positive and negative, then you can apply your will and work with the light. Because, you know, without the sun, there's nothing that would be alive. At the same time, the sun can burn everything because it's too hot. Again, you know, nothing is only positive. Everything is positive and negative. So you cannot separate the good from the bad, the male from female, God and the devil, the yin and yang, the day and night. It's part of a humongous phenomenon that we call consciousness and life.
Wow.
That's pretty deep stuff.
That is deep stuff. That is deep stuff.
Very, very.
What a fascinating conversation. It's really
Yeah.
These are things that most people don't think about.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely, you've given us a lot
here. I have to think about,
you know.
Well, you know what? I know it's not the end for me to be dwelling with the divine. That was a serious message when Draco entered my life on the solar eclipse in 2012. Mm. And everybody was saying it was the end of the world, it's the end of the world. Yes. And very, very famous UFO speakers out there was screaming their head off on top of a mountain, we're all going to die. I'm referring to David Wilcock.
Yeah.
When I was in another hotel saying, no, it's just a new beginning. It's a new consciousness. It's a new awareness. So somebody was right.
So what is your future? What are you going to, what's next for you?
Yeah.
Well, what's next for me in terms of my career? I have a UFO cruise to attend in October. We're going to go through Mexican Riviera. We're going to go to the pyramids, and then I'm going to be doing a slideshow on UFOs, and I'm going to introduce Draco. I'm going to be doing something that nobody has ever done, proof the psychic power of Draco. I will use, from what I understand, that I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to put a bunch of cards on the table, okay? And I'm supposed to, and of course, before that, some people have picked some cards. Those cards are going to be laying down on the table and all mixed. Then I'm going to put my hand in all of this pack. And when Draco scratch it, I'm going to pull the card. So there'll be no game. There is no trick.
Right.
Okay.
So that's the only way. I'm going to feel him through my hand when he starts to burn. Kinesi herping, what do you call that? Can't remember what you call that. That's when I will pull the card and I will point out to the person who picked it. That there is no trick. I'm going to do that on this conference, on this UFO conference. I'm also going to do a TV show, another show with George Norrie and Tom, his producer, in September. I have all sorts of things on my website and my newsletter. I describe everything I'm doing in my career. So I'm going to be quite busy. I was not in the game. I had cancer. And when I had cancer, my two oncologists said to me, you need to go through chemotherapy. I said, okay. And then the next day when I was supposed to go, something inside of me tell me, don't. It was so strong. So I told them, I'm not going to do that. They said, if you don't do that, our surgery may not be successful and cancer might come back. That's the normal procedure. You should listen to us. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Instead, I thought something else. I have to do something else. I don't know what it is. And then for about a week and a half, I was really disturbed. I was about to go back and do that before it gets too late and the cancer came back. Then I went shopping. And then I hung around the vegetables area. And then it hit me. Oh, my gosh, like mass. It hit me. I was looking at roots that I've never seen before. Roots that I have never tested before, a vegetable that I didn't even know existed. So I said, that's it. I grabbed everything. I put it in the bag. I went home, I juiced everything, put some honey, and I drank it. And it was like freaking tornado inside of me. And cancer never came back.
Wow.
So I created a universal blood transfusion.
Wow.
Wow.
That's intense. That's another level. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, you have a little voice, you know, instead of negating it, if you had to listen to you, that little voice would never, ever lie to you. And as I said to people, I can't fix you. When I hypnotize people and I use Draco to put them in a really low vibration and then raise them all the way up, make them aware that inside of them they have river, canyon, and forest, and they've been made in the image of God, another God that you pray. There are millions of people, billions of life below you, and you are that God, and they are praying you. So that's why it's important to be positive. So I'm trying to explain that the channel Draco and making them aware that they have the potential to alter the atomic structure of their body and heal themselves. The power is given to us. we have forgotten. You know, like all the ancient civilization, they didn't put their building where they felt like. All these buildings were facing very specific constellations. They all knew about the moon cruising the belt of the zodiac. When you have some UFO speakers that you say the moon is hollow, the moon is a UFO base. What the hell? The moon, the word lunatic, moody, and crabby depict that the moon is designed by the extraterrestrial to regulate our emotional response to life. This is why in time of a full moon, people go crazy.
Yeah.
Right, okay? Right. The moon has the same cycle than woman menstruation, 22 and a half day. The moon creates the tides. So, you know, if she was hollow, she wouldn't have enough mass to revolve around the Earth. And when the extraterrestrial build our solar system, they go and got the moon from Jupiter. Jupiter has a lot of moons. So for the lack of words, they use very sophisticated nuclear weaponry from their ships to detach the moon from Jupiter at a gravitational force without blowing up the moon, and that's why she's loaded with crater. And we are 250,000 miles away from our closest satellite. We don't have all those crater. But Draco is telling me all these things. That makes no sense to other people or to the scientific community. But I cannot make up stories. I'm just channeling this extraterrestrial. He's telling me things are sometimes very difficult for me to accept.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's compelling.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Yeah,
right. You have a compelling story. That's for sure.
Yeah. When did you start channeling Draco?
Soon after June 2012 solar eclipse.
Okay. So after you were.
Yeah, I knew something.
And the orb experience.
Yeah. I felt very weird after the solar eclipse, and I didn't know yet. I didn't have the pictures the orbs developed. It took a while for us to take to develop the orbs.
Okay.
But it was kind of weird. I felt weird. And then after that, I started to become a little bit more accurate in reading people and doing all sorts of things. Yeah. And as I said, you know, a magnet will attract a piece of wood. You guys vibrate at my own cosmic speed. Obviously, you are led by the Draconis to expose the light. Anytime you serve, anytime you talk, you communicate, and one of your guests is offering something that is fantastic, incredible, and gives you proof, like I did.
Right.
Now, you are actually working with the Draconis. Mm. And that is a blessing for you, because now you may be getting some interesting things coming your way. That's how it is, man.
At least
we
now,
like here. Well, you know. Go ahead, Bear.
I was gonna say, at least now we have we can put it into context, maybe.
Yeah.
You know.
Well.
So, you know, we've always loved hearing people's stories, and you know, and we love the this kind of stuff, which you know most people don't. When they have these unique and unusual stories, they don't share them. You know, they typically don't share them in a casual conversation with strangers or even with people they've known for a long time. But that's one of, you know, I mean, that's the reason that we put this together, and this is the platform to give the people the opportunity to share whatever weird experiences that they've gone through, because we just love hearing that. And man, yours is a lot, and that was just
I'm glad you enjoyed it, guys.
Mean, I'm still, you know, processing, because like it's so much, but like, man,
yeah, that's how it is, my friend. It's how
fantastic.
We'd love to have you back on too, you know.
Oh, no problem. And I'll keep in touch with you guys. You know, as I said, I would always find the time to talk to you, to evaluate the other things if you have questions. You know, when I do a radio show, I'm a regular guest on many, many radio shows. I also do many readings for people. So I can always serve you and keep feeding the world with the light the best way I can. And again, I have to thank you guys for being such a very important channel. Big or small, doesn't matter. We're still going to magnetize with the reptilians, with the Draconis help. We're going to magnetize that energy and make it grow. Because we are at that very, very specific moment in the human evolution where humanity is slowly but surely, thanks to you, losing the spiritual values. They are losing that. They're becoming robots. They are becoming reptilians. They are going to become master of mathematics, master of the matter. They are going to have to develop technology and artificial intelligence that will self-duplicate themselves, okay? And then they're going to be lost, like the reptilians, dignified, supreme dignified rational robots, wondering where they went wrong and why we feel and why we create and what God is all about. We are that verge. Humanity is at that verge to lose the spiritual values. And that's why it's so important to have you guys to bring back a lot more spirituality in this world. But not talking about religion, which are created by the reptilians to take you away from reality. I'm talking about Jesus' cosmic ministry. Mm-hmm. When Jesus wanted to introduce humanity to our Father in the heavens, what he had in mind is to delegate the essence of the 12 apostles, which represent, of course, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 sins, the 12 jury, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 notes of music. It's unbelievable. But, you know, the greedy, corporated, infected Vatican do not want you to know that. This is why, again, if you go to Dr. Turing, you're going to see the pictures of all the popes being taught astrology by the Vatican Council. They are using that. And then you have people like J.P. Morgan who says, you know what, millionaires don't use astrology. Billionaires do. So I think if it's good for billionaires, it's also good for normal people. Yeah, right. And through your channel, we are reaching normal people, asking them to be more curious, to dedicate God's cosmic design, understand God's cosmic divinity and how Jesus' ministry truly is outside of the bull of the Bible that was edited a trillion times.
Mm. Right.
To fit our system.
Yeah.
Oh, it does. That's
great. Fantastic. Dr. Turi, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, you guys are a blessing to me. I appreciate you, Adam. I appreciate you, Barry. God bless you guys. And then we talk to you again sometimes, okay?
Thank you.
I know you guys regenerate with metaphysics like everybody else. You may want to join my YouTube channel because there is a lot of things that you will definitely enjoy.
Absolutely. Okay?
Before we go, go ahead and tell our listeners where they can find your YouTube channel and your website and all that good stuff.
Everything is on my website. My website is drturi or Dr. Turi, drturi.com. I tell you, my website is a big, huge labyrinth. You're going to click somewhere, you're going to go somewhere, you're going to go somewhere, you're going to be there for weeks. It's the old fashioned. You know, you make good soup in all parts. My website is a 1970 website, but I ain't going to change it because that's how it is.
Great.
All right, guys. Fantastic. God bless you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You take care.
Goodbye.
Sunday, October, Saturday, October 19th, Enid, Oklahoma, at the Enid Brewing Place. Barry, what's it called?
Enid Brewing Company on the corner of Independence and Maine.
That's right. Hopefully we got your attention just now. That's right. Saturday, October 19th. You've heard us talk about it. We're talking about it again. Our very first live event, What's Your Beer Story, where we're going to be featuring your three hosts, co-hosts, telling and sharing true life stories of the beer kind, the had too much to drink kind, the hold my beer, etc., etc. kind. And we are inviting you to be there to share your stories as well. You can try out the variety of beers available and made exclusively by the Enid Brewing Company, including co-host Barry Johnson, who is one of the brewmasters there. And also hear some funny stories and have a good time and just catch up with us. It'll be a fun time. We're going to do stuff. It'll be hilarious. It's going to be fun. We'd love to see you. Join us Saturday, October 19th, 2019, Enid, Oklahoma.
Hey, that's a nice t-shirt you got on there.
Oh, thanks, dude. It's brand new. Do you like that? It's one of the official What's Your Weird Story t-shirts.
Where'd you get that?
It's funny that you ask. I just got it off the brand new Spreadshirt.com site for the What's Your Weird Story podcast. There's no www. You just go straight to shop.spreadshirt.com/ what's without the apostrophe WHATS hyphen YER-WEIRD-STORY, and that'll take you right there.
I mean, you can never own enough clothing.
Well, that's true, Barry. There's t-shirts for the ladies, because, you know, they're cut differently. There's hoodies, which are really cool. There's two different kinds of hoodies, and there's also tote bags, so you can tote your stuff.
That's so cool, man.
So if you guys go out to spreadshirt.com, What's Your Weird Story, currently there are two designs, but there will be more going up very soon. So just keep your eyes out for that. And if you decide to get one of our shirts, tag yourself on Instagram to ours or Facebook. Show your love. Show us what you got. Let's see your true colors.
Okay. I mean, come on.
I don't even know where to begin.
It's just like, for someone, I like to think that I've thought about some of these things, but man, he's coming from a whole other place. And I was just like, where are we? You know, are we up? Are we down? Are we, you know, but he was great. He helped kind of clear some things up. You know, he's a very kind guy.
Oh, absolutely. And generous.
And answered any question that we had. Like, even before the interview we were rolling, you know, he was boom, 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 boom from the gate, ready to go, and super, like, you know, you guys can ask me anything, and, you know, I'm happy to help you guys out and happy to be on such a great podcast, and the world needs podcasts like what you're doing, you know. And he was just great. He was great energy to have on.
Yeah, we, again, man, like, we can't even express how grateful we are for Dr. Turi to take time to talk to us, because he is on the, you know, he's on lots of podcasts and more well-known than us, and radio shows and TV, you know what I mean? You know,
Shatner,
man. Well, you know, I would love to meet Shatner, you know, just because I'm a big Trekkie and have been for a long time. Yeah. And I love the Shat. He's Shat-tastic, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, apparently my brother told me that many years ago, probably back in the 70s, my dad saw Shatner at an airport. He went up to him and was kind of like, you know, hey, you know, you're, you know, introduced, or, you know, wanted to say hi, shake his hand or whatever. And Shatner was a little kind of put off. But I think at that point in time, mm-hmm. he was kind of like,
he would have been sort of like at the cream de la creme part of his career, if not sort of like,
well, he was in that dip. Out.
Oh, was he?
In that, yeah, he was in the dip. So he's after Star Trek.
Yeah.
And before T.J. Hooker.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah,
so he was in that kind of that dip where he was kind of like, he didn't, where, you know, people were first starting to swarm him as, you know, Trekkies and fans.
Right.
And so he was probably, and he could have been in a bad mood, but he was, I guess he was kind of to my dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll forgive him because he is the Shat, and he's but that aside, you know, just being on that show with Shatner and all, just that's many accolades that Dr. Turi has. You know, just amazing stuff, amazing interview, amazing storyteller. And, you know, we understand that a lot of people are probably not going to agree with what he has to say about his beliefs and about his point of view with these aliens, and you know, that's okay. You know, I think Dr. Turi accepts that not everybody's going to be, you know, going along, but he is, you know, he believes it, and it's his mission to share with the world and to, you know, help people and, you know, be positive and bring the light and all of that stuff. And you can't argue that regardless.
Yeah, you know, and you can't expect everyone to believe what you believe.
Yeah,
you know, and you don't, just because you entertain a thought doesn't mean that you are totally reevaluating your religious ideals. You know, a little skepticism is good in life, but also a little open-mindedness is good. You need a little of both.
And
Yeah. And not everybody's going to agree with what everyone believes. It's just the way that it is. But the interesting thing to me about this is, you know, here's a guy that came from another country. Mm-hmm. He was a young kid when these things started to happen mm-hmm. to him, and it was very real to him, and it manifested its way in his life to where it became like all important.
Yeah.
You know, we need to put all the energy into figuring what this is out, you know, and learn from what is being taught.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way he goes at it. And I admire that.
Absolutely.
So So again, thank you, Dr. Turi, for coming on and being a guest, helping us out and just all around having a good time.
We do apologize for some of the quality of this second episode. We had some drops in our connections on Skype, and so you'll hear you've heard those few drops throughout. We apologize to you, our listeners, and to Dr. Turi, but, you know, that is what happens with Skype sometimes, right. And normally we try to work around those and edit those out. Right. But these were really sneaky, so we just kind of left them there because we didn't want to break up the flow too much. Yeah. You get it all there, and it's just, you know, wow. Just wow. What a great episode, great interview, great way to kick off our second year.
Fantastic. We look forward to this year and mm-hmm. what it may have to offer. I mean, I'm super excited.
Yeah, and so that means, you know, we need to hear from you guys, you know, and or your friends or your family or your coworkers, or, you know, spread the word, get the show out there. You know, we want to hear all sorts of weird stuff. You know, we want to hear about, you know, people who have weird jobs, you know, like, you know, our buddy Birdshot, you know, a wandering musician and sideshow performer, you know, and for most people, that's pretty weird. Barry and I are, you know, we've had interesting lives, so, you know, that's not weird to us, but that's cool. We still like hearing those stories because they're great.
Absolutely.
You know, we want, you know, people that, you know, if you, like a mortician, you know, if you, morticians almost always have amazing stories.
The best stories, man. The best stories.
Yeah. If you're a mortician or, you know, morticians have got some great stories out there, yeah, we want to hear them, you know. You know, if you got some family secrets that you want to spill, or, you know, some secret lies or something like that. Hey, you know, come on, tell us about it. We can change, we can alter the names. We can change things. You know, we can make it, you know, but we want to hear those stories too. And of course, you know, we love hearing about ghosts and UFOs and, you know, cryptids and Bigfoot. Obviously, Jeff loves that. You know, we do too, you know, but also like true crime and just, you know, everything, man. If it's, you know, if it's a little bit outside of the norm, just a shade, man. That's the shade that our tree is casting. Come over and talk to us and share your stories and be part of the community. Be part of Weirdsville. If you're listening, you're already a part of Weirdsville. But, you know, thanks again for always being there for us. If you've been here since episode one or you just joined us last episode, we don't care. We appreciate you listening and downloading and telling people and sharing your stories and sharing the podcast and giving us ratings and reviews and all of that. Just being part of it and being active in it and taking the time to, you know, share this experience of life with us. We appreciate it, guys. We can't tell you how much it means to us. So I got a little teary-eyed there.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next week with more weird stories from this weird universe.
More tears. We'll bring more tears.
I'll try. I'll try to get some more tears. So definitely more laughs. We can guarantee
that. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Be safe.
Be weird.
As always, if you have a weird story, we want to hear it.
If you have a lot of them, we want to hear them all.
We can't do this podcast without your invaluable contributions.
Whether it's sharing your stories,
listening,
rating,
and spreading the word about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Till next time, be safe.
Be weird.
The stories presented on the What's Your Weird Story podcast are, to our knowledge, true experiences that our guests have had. We can't take the time to research all claims made, and besides, it's just not as fun.